Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you are in control of everything, that there's nothing that we face that you do not already know, because you are sovereign God and you have gone before us. I pray today, Lord, that you will go before us in your word. Teach us those things that you want us to know and help us to be the people you want us to be. And we'll give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is A Feast is Made, and it's taken from Esther chapter 1 and verse 3. The scene is being set, and the providential hand of God is at work. As we have met one of our four characters, or our characters in the book of Esther, Ahasuerus, or Xerxes I of Persia, we have learned that he ruled over 127 provinces at this time and was in the winter palace of Shushan. In chapter 1 and verse 3, we see more of the story. We read, "In the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants. The power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him." The scripture begins, "In the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants." This must have been quite the affair, as we remember that there were 127 provinces over which he ruled. Princes, servants, and those who governed over others were called and invited to participate in this great feast. This massive banquet must have taken great efforts and logistical coordinations from a vast supply of people just to give notification to the guest. Imagine all the planning, equipping, and preparation for the feast to be set, the food to be ready, and the travel arrangements for those who were invited. This was going to be the event of Ahasuerus' reign, and those who would attend would be a privileged group. The scripture continues, "The power of Media and Persia, or Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him." This gives us even greater insight into the guests. These are the power, which means the strength, the ability, the efficiency, the wealth, the force, and army of Media and Persia, or Persia and Media. These were the people who made Persia and Media the reigning empire of the day. They were nobles and rulers, chiefs and vassals, heads over and overseers, elders and wardens of different areas throughout the empire. And all of them and their servant were invited to participate in this feast. In other words, anyone who was of stature and power throughout the empire was invited to be a guest of this massive banquet. Though the management of this feast must have been quite the undertaking, Ahasuerus managed to pull it all together, and now his guests, being before him, were in a position for him to pontificate as he desired upon their listening ears. We shall learn what he had to say to them in our next verse, so we will have to wait until then to know what he said. We must keep in mind as we continue our study, the planning of God is vastly superior than we know in the dealings of man. And his providence goes well beyond our ability to comprehend. Next time we will see Ahasuerus showing off his riches. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.